This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russian President Vladimir Putin suggests Ukraine was linked to the deadly attack on a Moscow-area concert hall. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Ukraine was linked to the attack on a concert hall in Moscow that killed more than 100 people. Putin recently addressed his country and says additional security measures have been imposed throughout Russia.
Необходимую помощь окажем всем.
In his statement, he assures that assistance will be extended to the families of the victims and offers his sincerest condolences to all those affected by the attack. The Islamic State Group's Afghanistan branch claimed responsibility for the incident in a statement posted on social media, and U.S. agencies had confirmed that the group was responsible for the attack. However, some Russian politicians pointed the finger at Ukraine shortly after the incident. Ukraine has strongly denied these accusations. Putin also said all four people directly involved in the attack had been detained and suggested they were attempting to flee into Ukraine, although no evidence has been provided to support this claim. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
President Joe Biden has signed a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills that Congress just passed, ending the threat of a potential partial government shutdown. The legislation was approved by senators early Saturday, with passage coming nearly 6 months into the budget year. The White House said Biden signed the legislation Saturday at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, where he was spending the weekend. The budget process was slowed by conservatives who pushed for more policy mandates and steeper spending cuts than a Democratic-led Senate or White House would consider. Biden says the agreement was a compromise, quote, which means neither side got everything it wanted. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.-backed force that defeated the Islamic State group in Syria 5 years ago is warning that the extremists still pose grave dangers throughout the world. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Syrian Democratic Force has called on the international community to find solutions for thousands of fighters still held in its jails. The SDF statement to mark the fifth anniversary since IS lost the last sliver of its self-declared caliphate came hours after the extremists claimed responsibility for Friday's attack in Moscow that left at least 133 people dead. Despite their defeat, IS sleeper cells still claim deadly attacks in Asia and Africa. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's time to, quote, truly flood Gaza with life-saving aid and calls the starvation inside the enclave a, quote, moral outrage. Guterres calls for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Guterres spoke on the Egyptian side of the border, not far from the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel plans to launch a ground assault in Rafah despite widespread warnings of potential disaster. More than half of Gaza's population has taken refuge there. Egypt says about 7,000 trucks of aid are waiting to enter Gaza. International aid agencies have largely blamed Israel for the difficulty in delivering it. A Russian Soyuz rocket with three astronauts blasts off to the International Space Station. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A multinational team of astronauts is on its way to the International Space Station. It was a smooth launch from Russia's space pad in Baikonur, Kazakhstan.
Engine to maximum thrust.
We have liftoff.
NASA announcing that American astronaut Tracy Dyson, Russian Oleg Novitsky, and Belarusian Marina Vasilevskaya are on their way to the orbiting space outpost to join the astronauts there.
All parameters are nominal.
Docking is scheduled for Monday. Originally, the launch was planned for Thursday, but halted by an automatic safety system about 20 seconds before liftoff. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Estonia's defense officials say the U.S. Congress has passed a bill that involves a total of $228 million in military and defense aid to Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania this year under the Baltic Security Initiative. The U.S. government funding legislation, including military aid to the three Baltic countries, was approved by lawmakers on Friday. All three nations are NATO members and neighbors of Russia. Estonia Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur said Saturday that the financial aid enables fast-tracking several military infrastructure and capability development projects in the Baltic region. The Baltic Security Initiative was created in 2020. The U.S. Defense Department supports developing military capability and interoperability of the armed forces of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.